This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back. We're at the top of the hour, Food for Thought with Carol and Mike, live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. It is Wednesday. I had to think for a second. I was thinking it was Thursday. Oh, dear. Jumping ahead of myself. But what a gorgeous day it was, too. I think today is like the perfect, perfect day. Walking like from my car into the office, it was a nice breeze. It was just perfect. It wasn't too hot. It wasn't cool. It was perfect.
Pretty much the whole week.
Speak of the devil.
Yeah, Chef Patrick is just entering the building. We'll be getting to him for his segment in a few moments. He is loaded with food.
With stuff. Lucky us.
Anyway, you're right. The weather, and for the next several days, it's going to be just like this.
Perfect through the whole weekend. And you know what I'm just going to say, because I'm sure he's not listening. I saw him up there before. My luck today, he tuned in. But we're celebrating Dad's 75th birthday on Saturday.
Oh, you are?
We are. And it's a surprise. It's a big surprise birthday party for him on Saturday.
You don't think anybody's going to tell him? No. After having heard this? Well, of course, they all know anyway.
They all know. They all know that it's a surprise. And plus, listeners, it is a surprise, so don't tell them. But it's going to be at our house. And, you know what we're doing? We're doing Kobe burgers.
Oh.
He loves burgers, and he loves Kobe. So we're going to do Kobe burgers, and we're going to have, like, a burger bar. And, it's going to be.
So it's going to be legit Kobe beef?
Of course it's going to be legit Kobe beef.
Anybody can call it Kobe, but because it's expensive.
It is, but that's what Dad is going to want. It's his 75th, so we thought we'd make it, you know.
That's awesome.
Do like a little. Oh, and you know what's in my backyard right now? I know Donna's waiting.
A Kobe steer?
No. This isn't funny either. Oh. My son brings home, like, animals. I mean, it's not even funny. It's really just not even funny. And, you know, I figured out today.
It's the emu, right?
That everybody. I know. It's not the emu.
Okay.
He takes after my brother, because my brother growing up brought home. We used to have a pet skunk. Yeah, Brian.
Okay.
We had a pet skunk one time. My mother drove over him.
It was
an accident, but, you know, he's brought home geese. He's brought home big turtles. We've had all kinds of stuff. So anyway, today, this is real quick. Today, Daryl was leaving. He left. Goodbye. Bye. See you later. Okay. Whatever. And he calls me on the phone, and I go to the phone. I'm like, hello. He goes, okay, go to your closet. Look out the driveway. I'm like, what's there? He goes, you're not going to believe it. I'm like, oh, brother, what? And Tyler kind of hinted to me a couple of days before that he was doing something. Anyway, I look out, and there's two wild rabbits in our yard.
Wild rabbits?
Wild rabbits.
Well, you can't contain them, right? So they'll just.
No, they're hopping around the yard.
Oh, all right. So I thought this was going to be something you would be responsible for.
Oh, no, I'm not responsible for it. There's two rabbits, and Molly was going crazy. So anyway, that's that. Two rabbits.
But they'll be gone, right? And they can just go wherever they want.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Were starting to go to the front of the house, and the Worthley Road is busy, so I don't know if the rabbits will still be there.
You were going to say it was the emu.
No. I would have killed them for sure. My gosh, it's bad enough. Yeah. I mean, I better not be walking on poop on Saturday.
Glenn Close wasn't in the yard, was she?
Glenn Close. Fatal attraction.
Oh,
not going to be ignored, Dan.
Yeah. It's so scary when somebody starts quoting stuff from Fatal Attraction. I didn't know you were
only
like
J-Dog.
A Glenn Close fan, but all right.
Big Mets fan, by the way.
So. Yeah.
What fan are you not, J-Dog? Really?
Hey, Donna's been waiting.
Yes, Donna's
politely.
Waiting.
I wouldn't be surprised if she just bailed on
us. I'm surprised she didn't just go, Keen, bye. Donna, how are you?
I'm good. What y'all talking about up there? Y'all talking about pet cemetery and all kinds of crazy stuff. Talking about Kobe, and all these Kobes I know is Kobe Bryant. Y'all talking about meat that's called Kobe? What? Y'all got meat called Kobe? The
you don't know
thing
that?
I know dark and juicy is Kobe Bryant.
Oh, my.
Yeah. You nut. Yeah, Kobe beef. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. You never had it?
The only thing I've ever had close to that is Wendy's. You know, the little old lady, where's the beef? That's it.
Where's the beef?
You know, y'all getting Kobe burgers. Y'all must be doing big things. Well, you know, Dad deserves it since it is going to be his birthday. You know, he deserves all y'all going to pop some bottles and y'all having a burger bar. Y'all just doing big things up there.
Come on up, Donna.
Come on up. Oh, come on up. All right, Donna had to come on up then. But there ain't no party like a Donna party, because a Donna party just don't stop.
It's true.
You don't know.
That's right. Iron Hill has never been the same since you left.
Oh, you know it ain't. You know that I set the hill on fire when I left. You know, I burnt it down.
Well, it was the rumors of you and Kobe Bryant that really got everybody excited.
Well, Dale, you know what the rumors was? Y'all was talking about animals and talk about squirrels and all kinds of stuff. The only time I had to carry a groundhog across the chicken coop, across the chicken house field. And it was dead, and the doggone thing started pooping, and then my daddy cut it up and put it in the pot. You hear me?
No.
Now, those kind of things don't live around here for fun. So I feel bad for Tyler, because those things was in the pot with some stew.
Ooh. They were kind of cute. It was a white one and a brown one.
Oh, well, then, they would have been fried, died, and laid to the side. Because you know rabbit meat tastes like chicken.
Hey, we've got an emu that's running around New Hampshire that nobody knows who it belongs to. They can't find it.
What is that?
It looks like an ostrich. It's a great big bird that kind of looks like an ostrich.
It's huge.
It's really, really big, yeah.
And it's running around?
Yeah.
It's in the woods, and people keep seeing it.
Ain't nobody put him in a pot yet.
I don't think there's a pot big enough.
No. There is
not. Yeah, you can put him in the pot. If they eating turtle, they can in the Cayman Islands, they can put that emu, kangaroo, whatever in the pot.
Okay.
Well, we'll see if Chef Patrick has a recipe for fricassee emu here in a little bit.
Yeah, if you're gonna eat Kobe burgers, you might as well go ahead and eat an emu burger. Go on and do that.
Yeah, it'll feed all of Delaware, I think.
Oh, is that big?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's Big Bird. That ain't no regular bird.
Big Bird.
It doesn't actually look like Big Bird, exactly.
You know, come and play. Everything's A-OK. Y'all got Sesame Street running around y'all's neighborhood.
I'm sorry that we sidetracked you, but what's on your mind today, Don?
Oh, I got a lot on my mind. You ready for it?
We are.
We're ready.
You think you ready? You ain't heard nothing yet. You hear? never that. You hear me? Anyway, well, here we go. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When you don't have time to even scratch your behind, that's motherhood. Like Calgon, take me away on a gondola, sipping a nice Chardonnay. Y'all know about any nice Chardonnays? Since y'all's having Daddy's birthday party, y'all gonna have a nice Chardonnay?
He likes scotch.
Oh, okay. All right, let him have his scotch and soda. Okay. Anyway, I'm gonna be sipping my nice Chardonnay in a dress that only Sophia Loren could pull off, daydreaming. Until reality sets in your world, and you look more like Sophia Petrillo. That old mom's off of Golden Girls. Yes. Everyone would love to see the Colosseum and visit Vatican City. Speaking of Vatican City, y'all, down here, all we've been hearing about for months is the big cheese of the Catholic world is coming to our neck of the woods, pointy hat and all. Anyway,
it's called a mitre.
The days are getting shorter, and the nights are getting longer. So those lazy days of summer are slowly falling like the leaves on an oak tree. Comfort food is calling, and nothing says comfort like cheese, garlic, tomato, and basil. Yes, I got my Italian flag waving. Let's hear for the green, white, and red, and the recipe of the week. Ain't nothing phony about eating a little pepperoni. Here's what you'll need to be like Chef Boyard Donna Delights. You will need 2 16-ounce packets of tortellini cheese filled. I use the tricolors, which I found in my frozen food supermarket. You'll need 2 cloves of garlic. You'll need 1/4 cup of onions. You'll need 1/4 cup of green bell pepper. You'll need 1 teaspoon of salt. You'll need 1/2 cup of pesto, already made. I found it in the pasta section of my supermarket. You'll need 3 tablespoons of ghee, or if you don't use ghee, you can have butter. 1 cup of Caesar salad dressing. You'll need one 16-ounce can of diced tomatoes. You'll need a half a pound of turkey ham chopped into cubes. If you are a pork lover, go ahead and use prosciutto. Also, you'll need one 6-ounce package of Hormel pepperoni. I use turkey because T. Johnson has a no pork fork rule in here. So if you're not like him, if you're not like me and you don't dine on the swine, and you okay with dining on swine, go ahead and get your oink on. Also, you'll need 1 cup of mozzarella cheese grated and 1/4 cup of Parmesan or Reggiano cheese. Okay, this is what you're going to do. In a large pot, you're going to salt that water. And once that water is boiled, you're going to place those tortellinis in. You're going to cook them for 10 minutes or until tender. You're going to rinse and you're going to drain with rinse those tortellinis, and then you're going to run them under cold water. You're going to place those tortellinis in a casserole dish. Then you're going to place your diced ham and your pepperoni and your tomatoes in. And now, in my ninja, this is what I did. I placed the onion, the pepper, the pesto, the ghee, and the Caesar dressing, and the salt in the blender. And I mixed it very, very well. And once I did that, I poured that sauce over my casserole. I gave it a quick toss, and then I sprinkled all of that gooey cheese over top of it, and I baked it in a preheated oven at 375 degrees for 15 minutes. Because ain't nothing phony about eating a little pepperoni when you serving it with a moire. Grazie, y'all. Grazie. Yum now. King. Yes, Donna D. Go all the way out on her gondola. All I needed was me and smoking me some cigars and having me some wine up there with in the Vatican City. Can you drink wine in the Vatican?
Oh yeah.
You do, I think so. Of course you can.
They do. I forgot. See, we didn't do that in church. We had to have grape juice because they knew that they'd be in there stealing it, and they probably couldn't afford it because they'd probably use Boone's Farm. Anybody know about Boone's Farm?
Oh, yes, sure.
They would probably use the cheap. They probably use the good stuff in the Vatican, don't they?
What's wrong with Ripple or Thunderbird? Isn't that good?
Oh, no. Mad Dog 2020?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, no. No, we ain't going there, are we? Oh, Wild Irish Rose. You going to hit that, too?
I want you to sing that's Amore. Give us a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. You want that? Oh, you really want it, don't
but,
you?
But you got to sing it.
I got to sing it? Now, yeah. See, I can't carry a tune if it had two handles on it, but you want it, I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's Amore. When you don't have time to even scratch your behind, that's motherhood. You don't know.
I don't remember that part of the Dean Martin song.
That was awesome. That recipe sounds like a really good recipe. That sounds delicious.
Of course, it's a winner. I'm a winner, not a chicken dinner, because anybody can get chicken. You can get chicken in Walmart, but only God creates winners, and you know Don is a winner, and this recipe is a winner. Guess what you also got to get? You got to get some of those peppers, those green peppers, and put on top of there, those hot peppers, and you got yourself going on. I had to give y'all the recipe. I'll send it to y'all. But right now, Donna's got to go get her moire on because she's in love, you know, with the Italian theme. So I got to go out here and get my moire on and get my gondola, and we're going to do the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Because you got to remember, life is for living and food is for giving, and Donna's out of here. King!
Thank you. Another award-winning performance, Donna from Delaware.
Just amazing.
Wow.
Wow, that's all we can say.
Does she bounce around the house that crazily all day long?
Ted says yes.
Wow.
Ted says
yes. She's a handful, huh?
And I believe Ted.
I do, too.
I do.
Well,
so
good for him.
Well, Chef Patrick's in the house, and he brought a ton of food over there. I'm dying to see what he brought. So we're going to go on a break. When we come back, we'll be back with Chef Patrick, Lakes Region Community College. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
It is Food for Thought, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome back, Carol and Mike. Brought to you by Red Arrow Diners of Manchester, Milford, and Londonderry. Also, Integrity Health Coaching Solutions of Bedford and Londonderry, IntegrityFit.com. And one more, New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought, NewEnglandCoffee.com. And I think coffee would go great with the plate of sweets that I see in front of
it's
us.
Crazy.
Compliments of Chef April.
Chef April,
who is the
pastry chef,
the lovely wife,
Chef April Hall. Yep, yep. You know, I married up. You know, so
man, those are beautiful. What did you bring? So visually stunning.
Going along with our classes, going along with our classes, we did a short dough section. So our short dough section.
Wait, say that again.
It's a short dough. So,
oh, short dough. Okay.
Pretty much what it is, it's called, well, we call it in the restaurant industry, we call it 3-2-1 dough. So it's 3 pounds of flour, 2 pounds of sugar, and 1 pound of butter. So
very good for you, Carol.
As I'm taking a big bite.
It's very nutritious for you, you know. So, but it's a universal dough. So what I brought you guys here are some Linzer cookies, and then they have short dough cookies. Some are fall patterns there with the some of the royal icing is what it's called on top of it.
I mean, it almost looks like it's marbleized colors of autumn foliage. I mean, to look at it,
it's gorgeous.
Very swirly, and I've never seen anything quite like that.
Yeah, you take a little bit of, you know, fall colors, and you swirl it up there. Mm-hmm. And then you can powdered sugar on top of those. And then also the two that I brought you too is also our fruit tarts. So you can use this crust as a bottom for the fruit tart.
And these are massive fruit tarts. Typically you just see the little ones.
We tried to get the little ones, but we didn't have the little ones. And I said, I'd just give them the big ones.
I'm grateful then that you couldn't.
But you use the same base. So it's that cookie crust.
Oh, it is.
And then you bake it in a pie shell. So you do what's called a blind bake. So you take that shell and you'll poke holes in it inside of it, and then you put like beans or rice inside of it that you can bake, but you like kind of put like a tin foil inside there, and then you bake it so it browns off. And then once you bake it, because that'll hold the dough down to the pan.
Okay.
And so once you bake it off, you fill those with pastry cream, and then you put your fresh fruit on it, and then you put a little bit of apricot glaze on it too as well.
Oh, man.
Mm.
Yeah, I've been eating it for years, and I'm fine.
Hadn't killed you yet?
Not yet. No. Not yet, you know, but, you know, we've still got the rest of the day left, you know. So. But, no, I love these, you know. And you can take these Linzer torts right here, and you can fill them. This is filled with raspberry, the one that you have, but you can do it with lemon.
Yeah, it looks like flowers.
You could do apple filling, you know, so it's pretty. And it's very simple. I mean, all you're doing is rolling those out, and you're cutting them, you're baking them, and then you top them off. I mean, well, April does it a lot better than I can.
Oh, you could do. Don't say yourself. Sure.
Well, you know, I try to. I'm just trying to give her credit. You know,
okay.
So I get points when I say this.
All right. So making the back to the swirly frosting on the maple and oak leaf cookies. Good. I just make a basic, a sugar type of cream frosting, and then just kind of do what you did.
Yeah.
And mix it around. Do you mix it around and then pour it on, or brush it on, or?
You mix it with like a little bit of lemon juice. You got your powdered sugar,
and
you
sugar,
mix it with a little lemon juice, and kind of just mix it till it's like forms like a paste.
Okay.
And what you do is you can just dip them in there. So, and then you can put or you can take the different colors and then kind of spread them on there, and then just swirl them.
This would be so great for kids, you know, if you're having kids. That is something, if they took that home to mom would not believe the kid made it.
And
it's not that hard.
And to tell you the truth, I mean, the dough itself, we make our own dough. But if you went to the grocery store and get one of those logs of, like, the sugar cookies, that's all it is.
Okay.
It's sugar cookies. So then you do that. But, I mean, the ones you do inside the, you know, you make your own is obviously everything you make your own is going to be better. as far as these things go, but, I mean, you can, like I said, you could do that with the sugar on top of it. But at the same time, I mean, you can utilize it, you know, I don't know, put a Hershey's Kiss in the middle of it.
Sure.
You know,
so this is the section of the syllabus now, or, you know, this is the part of the cooking class?
So we progress, you know, through the thing, you know, because we made we did all sorts of cookies to start with. We did, you know, quick breads and muffins. And so pretty much if you imagine anything that's going to be in a pastry case, for your basics that someone's going to want in and come in and buy is pretty much what we have here. You know, so
I never heard of the 3-2-1 dough.
3-2-1,
but I can sure taste the butter.
But it helps you memorize it too. 3-2-1, you know,
mm-hmm.
3 pounds of flour, 2 pounds of sugar, and a pound of butter, and then flour.
So. And how hard do you work it or knead it or whatever?
You don't. It's very, very
simple. It's very pliable. There's so much butter. It's very rich.
Yeah, it's
dough.
Very soft. And you got to actually put it in the freezer for a little, or in the refrigerator for a little bit, let it stiffen up.
Okay.
Because it doesn't stick a little bit, and you pull the flour on there, and then you roll out, and then you can cut it and all that sort of stuff.
Chef
so.
Patrick.
Yeah.
This is Jamie.
Jamie, how are you?
Jamie is the GM, the head honcho in the Manchester store.
All right.
And she's popping in the – oh, you can take the whole thing. Go ahead. Go share with Amanda.
Sample, absolutely.
Go share with Amanda.
Absolutely. So, and then we got these two. I don't know if she saw this, but
yeah, look at that.
Keep your hands out of that one.
So I like to show it off, you know. So, but yeah, no, it's a simple dough. I think this is the best, you know. Like I said, we used to have, when I had my restaurant, we had a restaurant and bakery, and we had a pastry case, and you could fill it with these, and people. I mean, they're just so presentable. I mean, simple but presentable, you know. So
I am. Really, I'm not. Mike is probably going to laugh when I say this, but I think I've said it before. I'm really not a sweet eater.
I'm not either.
I mean, I will eat it, yeah. Of course, but it's not like I would rather eat really like chips or
yeah. I'm pretty much like you. Like I would like I like the
this is
the
my
Lindsay,
favorite.
Yeah.
Like yep. If we go somewhere, like Daryl is a sweet person, so yeah. We'll stop at different bakeries, and you know, if I'm in the mood or you know whatever. This is what I would pick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is so good. You got to tell April, Chef April, that is like.
Oh yeah.
Delicious.
Yep. Her and the students in the pastry class. They do it on Tuesday night. So I said, all right, put me together a little platter to bring into the show tomorrow.
Nice.
And they're like, all right. So they're getting excited. So I have to give a little shout out to my pastry class on Tuesday
Definitely.
Evenings with Chef April. But it's like I said, some of those same thing with as far as like the way I am too. If I go into and I'm not a sweets eater, but I'll crave like a bowl of ice cream every once in a while. My biggest thing would be a brownie sundae or a lava cake. You know,
oh, yeah. See, I like the lava cake.
When I go in, I go big or go home. You know, drop
did
the
you,
mic.
Yeah. Did you ever have the? Did you ever hear of or have the chocolates called the chocolate bag at BVI?
No,
I haven't.
OMG, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I don't know how they make it, but
it is a chocolate bag. Like a paper bag.
It's like a small bag.
Lays down. Yeah. It's like a small little lunch sack.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's totally all made out of chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
And then they fill it with some kind of vanilla custard stuff.
Oh, no
There's
kidding.
Fruit in there,
and
too,
And then there's
I think.
Fruit in there, yeah. And that is coated in chocolate. And
you mean
all
the
this
bag? Gonna, the bag is made of chocolate?
The bag
yes,
is all
the
made
bag
of chocolate.
Is,
the whole entire thing is edible.
Oh, that is cool.
It is crazy.
You need to get there sometime again.
Yeah.
Save room for the chocolate
bag.
Well, your wife.
We have a chocolate class. I don't have to bring her there because she does chocolate boxes, and she'll fill them. She'll make little chocolates and fill them. And I actually have a picture of them, and I'll show them to you. But it's like I said, they'll fill like the chocolate boxes, and she's amazing with like sugar work.
This is your wife?
Yeah, yeah. She's very very talented with that.
I bet on their website they must have a picture of the chocolate bag.
Oh, well,
they
I
have
bet,
to because they're pretty famous.
I think so. Yeah,
something like that's got to be finished. I just make the chocolate bag and fill it with peanut butter, and then I'll be all in. You know.
Well, yeah, but that would be a great idea. What if they considered that?
How big is the bag?
It's like it's probably right. Like it's a lot of chocolate.
It's not
I mean, the
huge.
Sack is probably like this
right.
tall. This
Yeah,
but
that's
it looks
about right.
just like a paper bag, and it kind of they have it kind of leaning a little bit. And like I said, it has like some kind of vanilla mousse, kind of whatever the heck is in there. But it's really good. And fruits and
it's probably the same filling as this. This is crème anglaise or not?
Is it like kind of orange color?
No,
yellow.
Yeah, it's a pastry cream.
That's exactly what
pastry
it is.
Cream is what
it's
it
pastry
is.
Cream.
Yeah.
That's what it is in there.
Yeah, pastry cream is
exactly.
easy to make too. You pretty much you take milk and then you put. Cornstarch and then sugar inside there, and you bring it to a heat, bring it till the sugar melts, and then you have egg yolks on the side, and you have to temper the egg yolks in. And when you temper something, like if I were to add hot liquid to the egg yolks, you'd get scrambled
right.
eggs.
Yeah, right.
You know, so you temper a little bit in, then you fold it back in to the eggs, and the egg yolks themselves will make a custard. And that's how you made that filling right there. So very simple.
Never done that.
Yeah. it's pretty simple. You know, it's not so bad. Like I said, and these like as far as pastry, as far as looking up, thinking of ideas to fill a pastry case with. I mean, that's an eye catcher right there. You know.
So, oh my gosh, it's beautiful.
You know, especially with fall flavor. You know, fall colors and you can add different flavors. So you could do chocolate short dough. Add chocolate to it.
Well, I like how that shortbread you put. The chocolate chips on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they put
chips.
The, you
had
know,
one of
that
those.
Is,
yeah,
yeah.
That's terrific.
I saw it on your mouth before, but you licked it off.
Oh,
I was going to tell you. I went to let you leave with it. I was waiting.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you have chocolate chip on there. I didn't catch that.
I caught it.
No, it's a growth. It'll be removed tomorrow.
I thought that was a tick. I wasn't going to tell you, but
gee, thanks.
So yeah, that's and so that's there's a picture right there of the chocolate boxes that she makes.
Wow.
And then
if
you slide
beautiful.
Back forth or something, there's pictures of her sugar pieces.
Oh, my gosh.
As well. So, we are, you know, for our pastries. Oh, yeah, yeah.
The little eggs.
The little eggs. And I can send those to you if you want to put them on the website.
It's like a Fabergé egg from here.
It is, you know, except for it's not made of diamonds.
Right.
It's made of love is what it is.
Wow,
you know, so.
Those are beautiful. Yes, send me some of those, and I'll put them on Food for Thought.
Has she been to Dancing Lion yet? Have we talked to you about that place?
Yeah, I told her about it, but I haven't had a chance to so that's all sugar right there, but we haven't had a chance to go down there yet.
Well, you have to take her for date night.
There you go. That's a chocolate box there, yeah.
Beautiful.
I know. Well, we went out on date night before, you know, and so I, you know, we got back and he said, how did it go? I said, I don't know if I'm going to call her again. No, I'm just kidding.
They made
She's gonna kill me when I get home. I built her up with the cookies, and now all of a sudden I
just
you know
nice.
Pretty much ruined
April.
It.
I'm gonna wrap them for you.
I'm getting a Linzer cookie stuffed in my face now. Right? Mm-hmm. So,
I'm not gonna waste it on.
No,
that.
It's not. By the time we're done, that platter will be licked clean. I think.
But yeah, no, I like
no.
that.
Like, I could never eat another one. Oh, my God.
We have a full slate of classes with our pastry classes. I mean, this is all the stuff that we do every week. Today, before I left, he was doing cakes. What did they do? Chocolate hazelnut torts.
Oh.
With this hazelnut buttercream. And I was, like, looking. I was tempted. I was like, oh, I don't know. I got
to
go.
Sounds like you need to put one in the freezer and bring the next one.
That's what I think so. There's going to be one. So, you know what? We'll have do a cake next week.
Because I think
like
I'm supposed to be making pizza next Wednesday.
Oh, are you coming here doing the pizza?
Well, I haven't decided how I'm going to do it. I might finish it off here. You know, I don't know.
I was thinking about because we had one before, like this little mini pizza oven.
Uh huh.
That I could have put in here, but it was like a 220 outlet or something. It might pop the circuits or something. You know, I don't know. but that would be cool. You know, to bring in there. You know, I can bring my grill and put the pizza oven that I have on there if you want. Oh. Pizza.
You know what they have up there? They have like a mini. It's like a mini convection oven.
Oh, perfect.
And it's one of the. It's actually.
It's a half one.
It's convection, but it's You know, it cooks fast.
Yeah, convection. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Or is it? They have the combi oven.
Name. That's what it is.
The combi
oven. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, it's infrared. When I was at Johnson Wales, I was in some of the first videos of those coming out. This was 20 years ago, and back then, I mean, they had a pizza oven that would slide out like a six disc changer on like a CD or something like that, and you put a pizza in there.
Really?
And you close it. And it would close. You turn around. It's made for bar situations. So when you put it in, you turn around. You make a transaction. That pizza would be done. Cook it in a minute and a half.
That's what this does upstairs.
So how big is it? Because I'm wondering if I could make it with just like maybe 2 minutes to go.
Yeah,
throw it in the car and then let it brown up here when everything is pretty. You know, it's like
just
reheating
check
it.
The size of it.
Yeah,
because it isn't that big. I mean, you know, it's probably.
Yeah, I don't
know, right?
My pizzas are about a foot. You know, they're
so like,
thin crust. They're probably 12 to 13 inches.
Just take a gander at it,
okay.
And just ask Heather, ask Brittany to go behind and just look at it. Tell them you'll be bringing no big deal. They're... When we walk up, we'll check it out.
You'll love it.
Deal.
You're gonna want one for your house. I'm telling you, those things cook like crazy. You know, so it's
really.
So we did that. We also had what was it? Induction heat, mm-hmm. And that's what that one might be too, is an induction fryolator. And so they used to do it on display. They'd have the fryolator with the 375 degree oil where you're dropping baskets in, and they had a glass front to it just for a showpiece and show you frying. I'm going to believe below that was a water well with fish swimming, and then below that was the heating element. It was all magnetics. And so it would heat it up.
What?
Oh, yeah. And they have burners, like those induction burners. Like you can put a metal, like a stainless steel metal. All works with stainless steel metal. Put it on one of those induction burners, and it'll boil water in 60 seconds. And you can put a dollar between the burner and the pot, and it won't burn the dollar.
It won't, yeah.
Well, so what's the science behind that?
It's induction heat. It's induction.
Yeah, we have a couple of those upstairs.
Yeah.
You can put your hand on it.
Yeah.
It won't even.
Yeah,
you
take
serious?
It right off and put your hand on it
but,
right afterwards.
But it'll still boil water in one minute?
Oh, yeah. The material that's on the burner itself is the same material as the nose cone of a space shuttle, or a bowling ball, if you will.
Oh.
And it's the same thing, yeah. It's pretty. The technology, but when they first came out, they're like $10,000 or something. It was something ridiculous.
Yeah, I've seen advertisements on TV. Like I don't know, GE makes one or something, and
they're great for restaurants. Like if you do a lot of like if you do like omelet stations and stuff like that, or pasta stations, because it's instant. You're like, here you go. You can
pound. Wow.
And it's only certain pans you can use.
Oh, okay.
Certain
material.
Yeah, the heavy bottom stainless steel metal pans.
Okay.
You know, which is the best to cook with. You know, for other than copper line pans, but you know, other than that.
Yeah, we should talk about that sometimes. as a topic is cookware and
things
that everybody should have in their kitchen that maybe is on a limited budget. What versatility can you find in certain pans?
You know, the funniest thing that you said that because I was cooking dinner last night with a buddy of mine, and we were boiling pasta or something, and we wanted to strain it. And so instead of getting the strain out, remember they had those little plastic, it's like a half, like it's like a little paddle with holes in it, and you could just line the pot. And then I can't find them anymore.
Really?
Yeah, you're like a small pot. You made pasta. You just pour it out like that, instead of getting the whole strainer out.
Colander thing.
Yeah, the whole colander.
I've got a little. Yeah. It's a plastic one that's on a handle and would serve that purpose.
Yeah, yeah. And you just push back the stuff that you need to and tip the pot, and it would it would come out. But I remember using it when I was a kid all the time, and my mother had one.
You could have mine for $40.
All right. Deal.
We'll have an auction down here.
Yeah.
We're going to bring in our useless gadgets to us,
and
we'll auction them off.
That would be fun. You'd go nuts in my house.
Mine is full.
All right, you're the same thing. Yeah.
It's not even funny.
Oh, yeah.
Daryl looks underneath that cabinet, and he's like, it's bad.
I just got something in the mail. Well, April got crazy at me because back in the day when I was a kid, I also had – you ever see those little single it's a Coney Island hot dog maker.
I don't think so.
It's just a little single. It's like a little thing. You plug it in. It gets hot. You put like 2 ounces of water in it, and it's got a little plate you put on there. You put your hot dog on there. There's a little cover that goes on top, and you put your bun on top, and it steams the bun while it cooks the hot dog. And when I was a kid, I used to make hot dogs on it all the time when I was like 8 years old.
Just like one at a time, though.
Yeah.
Huh?
You know, one at a time.
I didn't get like this just by not cooking hot dogs. But yeah, no, it was cool. I love gadgets like that. I am such a gadget. Kitchen gadget freak, you know, so.
I can watch like the infomercials.
What I can bring in for you? That just reminded me. Know what I have for your pizzas?
What's that?
Remember the Pizza Pizzazz? I have one of those, and you can plug it right in over here. That would be perfect.
What is it?
It's a pizza pizzazz, so it's got this plate, and it's got this burner, and it runs, it just rotates around.
Right.
It cooks a pizza perfectly.
Oh, I think we got to check it out.
Does it get enclosed, or is it just open?
No, it's open. And it just,
how's it going to brown the cheese, though?
Oh, it does, because there's a burner element right here. And like, here, I'll see if I can find
it. Yeah, or send me a picture of it.
Yeah.
And give me the dimensions.
I have it
at home.
We could put it right here on the studio table.
You can cook it raw.
There's a lot of books and plastic.
It
doesn't.
It all.
That's what it's made for. It doesn't get. I mean, it gets hot underneath the element.
Really?
But it doesn't. It doesn't get hot on the counter. It works perfect, as far as one of my gadgets. And you can put a raw pizza on there and cook it.
Well, transporting the raw pizza is the biggest problem. But I mean, I guess I could dress it and do it all here. I don't know. I don't want to make a mess. It's fairly messy.
Yeah. I mean, but we can get a table out there instead because, you know, like I said, it's a little noisy. I mean, you're going to hear it.
It's
got a timer on it.
How long will
it
take?
And it dings when it's done. Oh, it's awesome.
It's 10 minutes in my oven at 450 to 500. So what
probably
should I expect?
Same thing. Probably
really?
same time.
I think we got to do it.
Yeah. It cooks a pizza. It's awesome. I'm telling you.
You are full of gadgets.
You know what? I'm going to get rain gadgets. I'll tell you right now.
Hardcore.
This is crazy.
We better take a break here. We have to calm this boy down.
Pizza Pizzazz. I'm so glad
He's
I remembered that.
He's turning into
that.
Donna.
That is awesome. Remember, pizza's for living. You know? I'm stealing her thunder. She's going to get mad at me.
Yes. You wait till next week, Patrick.
I'm going to get an earful. God.
There's the woman right
there. There she is. Yeah. I got to take that picture in a second. You're listening to Food for Thought. We're going to go on a short break. We're in studio with Chef Patrick Hall, Lakes Region Community College at Shaker Village. And thank you again, Chef April, and your class for all of our pastries here. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Good one, guys. Good one. We're back. Oh, my goodness. Chef Patrick, what did you turn
this
into?
This is second week in a row it was like this, you know?
Yeah.
We were talking about, I don't know. I'm all distraught this week because I lost my emu. He ran away.
Find him?
Yeah. No. I don't know where he went. I just let him out.
Have you ever cooked emu? Because you've cooked
ostrich.
Everything. You've had ostrich.
I've had ostrich, and it's very good. It's a red meat. You don't. It's not like chicken.
Oh. Actually, Jim from Healthy Buffalo brought it in when I was doing the show in Bo, and I have had ostrich also.
Yeah, you cook it rare. You put a little Chinese five spice on it and sear it, and you can slice it up. And
you don't have to cook it to 165?
No. Yeah. Well, no. You just it's not chicken like a poultry. It doesn't. have like the characteristics of a poultry. Like, you know, like I said, it's still Mike. You cook it rare. Like you slice it rare. At least we did at the restaurant I was at.
Mike,
you know?
You're so funny. Isn't he funny? He's got his little thermopen.
Oh yeah,
he's thermal pen.
And so do you.
I do.
Pink one.
I'm always obsessed.
A pink one.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's like as far as you know, health code standards, you know, I mean,
who cares about that?
I mean, like, you know, like if you go in and you go get a rare steak or something like that, you have to put on your menu that you're not responsible
eating. Right. And some restaurants won't even cook it for you rare.
Yes. True. Yeah. A lot of the chain restaurants won't
do that. Exactly.
So, I mean, that's why I don't eat.
The lawyers win another one.
Yeah. You know, that would be a good idea to have the health department head on.
Oh, it sure would.
That would be good.
You know, ask
them
questions.
A great topic.
Without names, you could ask them, you know, some of the nightmare stories. I bet you they come up with a lot.
Well,
they used to print them in the Union Leader a couple times a year. I don't know if they still do
that. Score.
They used to put the score once in a while. They do.
But yeah, you know, it's one of those things.
So we've decided that next Wednesday I am actually going to make a pizza and use the pizza pizzazz.
I'm so glad. I'm excited now. I'm like,
thank you, Carol, for bringing up useless gadgets.
Absolutely.
I'm going to clear the whole studio table from Mike, so he has plenty of room to roll his dough out and everything. And he's going to have, oh boy, this is going to be so fun. This
it's
is next
a
Wednesday.
Dial on it. I'll show
you're
going
to have to, well,
this
you
is,
have to come in early.
Yeah, a YouTube worthy event, so you can come in and.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'll be
the official videographer.
Okay.
That's right. That's I'm so happy now. I'm like that.
And I actually do have a chef's jacket, which I never wear because I haven't earned it, but it's just one I bought.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, I'll wear it.
I have a kitty one over there from Chef Nicole.
A pink one, though.
Oh, the pink one.
It is pink. It is pink.
She's funny.
But I'm trying to think what's Ocean State Job Lots. For a couple years, they had a rack of chefs' jackets.
Oh, that's cool.
And the pants, the check pants and stuff. So we just, Barbie and I just bought them. They're like $5.
Well,
it's not as good as yours.
The chef jackets, it's not, you know, like a status thing. It's a safety.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's fire retardant. It's supposed to be loose on you. Huh. Mine gets a little tighter, but, you know, it's supposed to be for sanitation purposes and stuff like that.
Can you see that Chef Patrick invested in some gel this week?
I did.
Yeah, last week there was none. His hair was dry.
I was good. You
look like you used to be with the Beach Boys or something.
Except for I went to the barber. We were in Maine. I went to the barber, and he didn't. He was kind of like this rockabilly type of guy, you know. Okay. And he did a good haircut, except for he had sideburns and mutton chops and stuff like that. And he's like, dude, you know, but he left mine long, so it was driving me nuts because I'll cut him right up.
It looks good. I would keep it.
I feel like I have a helmet on or something. You know?
Know where Darren, this is off subject, but I have to tell you, do you know where we went last night? We're doing lessons.
You and Daryl.
We're doing some new lessons.
Oh,
we
really?
We started last night.
Okay.
You want to take a guess?
Dancing.
Well, dance.
No dance lessons.
No dance?
It has to do with Grand Cayman.
Oh, swimming lessons?
Oh, scuba.
Yeah.
Scuba lessons. Oh, yeah, wow. You know.
Scuba diving.
That's
Daryl is so excited. Now, I am petrified to put on a stupid wetsuit.
But do you have to be certified to go scuba diving?
Yes.
Or you can't just like buy the stuff?
Yeah, there's some stuff, funky stuff that can happen.
When the president comes in, he's a big scuba diver, you know?
Is he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, but I always wondered that. Because there's a lot of safety concerns that you have.
Oh, yeah. No. We went home last night and we were doing our homework.
Oh, really?
And it is a lot. I mean, we have to read section one and section two and answer all the questions and stuff. Yikes.
I went in Bermuda, and we went to, they have a thing called snuba diving. Have you ever heard of this?
Yes, I've done that.
No. You don't have to put the wetsuit on. You put the flippers and the weight belt. And then, like, four of you connected to a tank that's floating above on, like, a little raft. And so you put it in your mouth, and you go down, and you swim, and you go down about 20 feet. You don't go down as far as,
isn't that the one you walk on the floor?
The other one's that's the Hartley's. That's what you put the helmet on.
Oh, okay, that's the one I've done.
Yeah.
I've done that one.
This one, you just swim, and you go with a guide, and they're picking up, like, sea cucumbers and all that sort of stuff, and... It's awesome, you know.
Yeah.
Like I also a barracuda came at me, and I luckily I had a knife on. I jabbed it, and you know.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and the starfish came up and they grabbed right on my face, and my student had to pick it off with like a stick, and it was.
Is that what happened?
I'm just kidding. I was trying. I didn't want to make you nervous.
He thinks he's James Bond now.
I'll make it up. That's fine.
So you're taking scuba lessons. I know there's a place in Manchester.
That's where we're going. Diver's Den.
Diver's Den.
Do you know what I learned about Diver's Den? Because Diver's Den has been around here for as long as I've known.
Right.
And the instructor wasn't one of the owners, because I know both of the owners, Judy and Dick. Very nice people. They've owned it for years and years. And they are storing, like, paperwork that we had to fill out for Patty. That's the name of the, you know, the official scuba company around the world and such. They go under those guidelines. And we had to put, like, our instructor's name and store number and where we're taking it. And it was, you know, Manchester Diver's Den, store number 08. So he was telling us after, he says that apparently Diver's Den, Manchester, New Hampshire, is the oldest paddy scuba diving place in the world. I'm like, in the world?
Why would Florida not have the place?
They've been around the longest. Yeah. And he said store number 06 just closed last year. They were the second oldest. 06 obviously was the first, because 01 was the first one. In Upper New York, Upper State New York, had just closed last year. And he was giving us an idea of how many are around now. He said he was doing it, and he had his own dive shop in Cayman, on the west end of Cayman. And he said that it was like store number 8,000 in four digits, you know, so just to give you an idea of how many there are.
Impressive.
But Manchester, the oldest one in the world. I thought that was kind of cool. Huh. Yeah. But we'll get it done in like four classes.
And is it a pool?
There's a pool. You do two classes of two dives each in the pool. So that's this Thursday and then next Tuesday. And then after that, the weekend, Friday and Saturday, depending on weather and whatever, open water at the lake, Winnipesaukee.
Oh, cool.
You have to do two dives on Saturday, two dives on Sunday, and done.
That's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
That is really cool.
Daryl's so excited.
Thank you, Chef Patrick.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me once again. Oh. I'm excited for
Chef
next
April,
week.
Fun,
too. Fun. Oh, yeah? Yes. Very fun.
Don't forget to bring your pizza pizzazz.
Absolutely.
Oh, he's
fire
not
right
going to forget.
That's it.
Don't worry. He won't forget. Up next is Kale and Company. You are listening to The Pulse, and we'll see everybody tomorrow. Bye.